The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 30, Text Number 13, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on May 3rd, 2018, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Prichata. Just ask.
Imkim ir paklauskim.
Ima. From these.
Shu.
Lata. Creepers.
Lianu.
Bahum. The arms. Branches.
Rankas shukas.
Api. Even though.
Nors.
Ashlishta,
Ashlishta,
embracing,
apkabinusios,
vanaspate,
of the tree,
medžio,
nunam,
nunam,
certainly,
tikrai,
tat, of him, Krishna,
jo, Krishnos,
karaja, by the fingernails,
nagų galiukai,
Sprishta,
touched,
Lieta,
Bimrati, they are bearing,
Joms pasireiškia,
Uspalakani, joyful eruptions on the skin,
Džiausmo šurpuliukai odoje,
Aho, Jesse,
tik pažiūrėkite.
The recording has started.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavatam 10.30.13. Let us ask these creepers about Krishna. Even though they are embracing the arms of their husband, this tree, they certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy they are manifesting eruptions on their skin. Purport. The gopis reasoned that the creepers would not show signs of rapture merely by physical contact with their husband, the tree. Thus the gopis concluded that although the creepers were embracing the strong limbs of their husband, they must have been touched by Lord Krishna as he moved through the forest. So here we see the gopis are deep, 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 deep in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness.
Taigi čia mes matom, kaip gopis giliai panirusios į Krishna sąmonės ekstazę.
They're experiencing Krishna everywhere.
Ir jos visur patiria Krishna.
They're seeing the touch of Krishna everywhere.
Mato, kad viską palietė Krishna.
The influence of Krishna everywhere.
Mato Krishnos įtaką visur.
And the good news is this.
Geros naujienos yra šios.
We can also experience something similar to this.
Mes irgi galim kažką panašaus patirti.
Because Krishna is also acting in this material world at every minute.
Nes Krishna ir šiame pasaulyje kiekvieną akimirką veikia.
It's a famous quote from Prabhupada.
Žymiausias Prabhupados posmas.
As he was lying in his bed in Vrindavan just before he left his body.
Prieš pat paliekant kūną, šio Prabhupada gulėjo kūne, ant lovos Vrindavane.
Everything is acting and moving under the direction of Krishna.
Ir jis sakė, kad viskas juda ir vyksta Krishnos ir reguliuojant Krishnai.
This consciousness is Krishna consciousness.
Ir ši sąmonė vadinasi Krishnos sąmonė.
So we have to see how everything is acting in a Krishna's direction.
Taigi mes turime matyti, kad viskas vyksta reguliuojant Krishnai.
That means actual vision, you see.
Tai yra tikras matymas.
If we don't see how everything is acting under Krishna's direction, then we're actually in a state of blindness.
Jeigu mes nematome, kaip Krishna, kaip viską Krishna įtakoja, tai mes esame akli.
A Krishna conscious devotee sees the loving hand of Krishna at every minute.
Krishnos atsidavęs mato mylinčią Krishnos ranką kiekvieną minutę.
In the good times,
ir kai būna geras metas,
even in the bad times,
ir kai būna sunkumai.
Actually, well, I shouldn't say the bad time.
Iš tikrųjų nėra sunkumų.
The so-called bad time.
Taip vadinami sunkumai.
For the devotee, there is no such thing as bad time.
Atsidavusiam, tai nesunkumai.
There's a nice verse in the Bhagavatam 10.14.8. 10.14.8. Very instructive verse. Tatenukam pamsusamikshamano Pridvagvapurvirvadadam namaste Jivete yomukti padesa dayabak. Prabhupada translates this in the Nectar Devotion. He says, my dear Lord, any person who is constantly awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon him, and he goes on suffering the resultant actions of his past misdeeds, offering you a base respectful obeisances from the core of his heart, is certainly eligible for liberation. Because it has become his rightful claim.
Nes tai jo paveldėta teisė.
His purport in the Nectar Devotion of Prabhupada said this should be the guiding principle for every devotee.
Ir Sidau Nektare, komentare, Prabhupada sako, kad šitas principas turi būti pagrindinis visų
atsidavusių principas.
Mes visi turime suvokti šitą posmą ir savo gyvenimą priderinti prie jo.
Because don't we all go through hell sometimes?
Ar būna taip, kad mes tiesiog savo gyvenime atrodo, kad pragarą patiriam?
We go through hell sometimes, horrible situations sometimes.
Mes pradedame atsidavusieji tokias sunkias situacijas kartais patiriam.
So how can that be when we're devotees of Krishna?
Tai kaip gali būti, kad mes atsidavusieji Krishnos?
You see, when you're surrendered to Krishna, there's still some trace of your previous, as a token reaction for your past sins, it still comes.
Taigi reikia suprasti, kad net tapus atsidavusiais, mes vis dar patiriam truputėlį reakcijų dėl mūsų praeities nuodėmingos veiklos.
It's not actually punishment.
Tai nėra bausmė.
It's purification.
Tai yra apvalymas.
So whenever some difficult situation comes, some hellish situation comes.
Tai kad ir kokius sunkumus ar pragarus jums reikėtų praeiti.
Don't be bewildered by it.
Nenuliūskit.
They say, ah, Krishna's special mercy.
Jūs turite pamatyti, o, čia Krishna's ypatinga malonė.
Purification today.
Tam, kad aš apsivalyčiau.
Krishna is wiping out the last traces of my karma, so I'm fully qualified to go back to Krishna.
Krishna valo paskutinius likučius mano karmas, kad aš tapčiau kvalifikuotas, grįžti atgal namo pas Dievą.
So the devotee's mood is always, thank you, Krishna, thank you, Krishna, thank you, Krishna.
Taigi, atsidavusi nuotaika visą laiką dėkoti Krishna.
In all situations.
Kad ir kokia situacija bebūtų.
Whether I'm being honored, dishonored, treated or mistreated.
Ar jūs pašlovino, ar
treated nicely or just mistreated.
Ar jums gražiai šneka, ar jūs ignoruoja.
All the blessings of Krishna.
Visa tai yra Krishnos parėdimas, Krishnos palaiminimas.
And then the Bhagavatam says they're always offering respectful obeisances to Krishna from within their heart.
Taigi, susidaręs visą laiką lenkiasi Krishna savo širdyje.
And the Sanskrit is like hridvag. Within his heart. Yeah, annama. Yeah, namaste. Hridvag vapurvi vadadan namaste. He's always offering within his heart, the core of his heart, a relationship to Krishna.
Taigi, giliai širdy, jis nuolat lenkiasi Krishna.
So, this is a lesson for all of us, neophytes.
Taigi, mum, pradedantiesiems, tai yra pamoka.
Always be in the mood of offering your respectful obeisances to Krishna.
Visą laiką širdy turėt tokią nuotaiką, kad pagarbiai lenkiasi Krishna.
24 hours a day.
24 valandas per parą.
All situations.
Kad ir kas benutiktų.
Always obeisances, obeisances, obeisances to Krishna.
Nusilinkimai ir nusilinkimai Krishna.
And to your Guru Maharaj also.
Ir savo moktui taip pat.
Because Krishna says, unless you're the devotee of my devotee, you're not my devotee.
Nes Krishna moko, kad ko nesi mano atsidavęs, nesi iš vis mano atsidavęs, ko nesi mano atsidavęs, tai atsidavęs.
So in this way, just try to understand the secret of how to advance quickly in Krishna consciousness.
Taigi tokia yra paslaptis, kaip daryti pažangą sparčiai.
Is it difficult to offer obeisance?
Ar sunku nusilenkti?
No. We do it all the time.
Mes nuolat darom.
But just keep that mood always in your heart. Obeisance is the mood. Always at every minute.
Bet šitą nusilenkimo nuotaiką reikia išlaikyti širdyje nuolat.
And then if we then the Sanskrit is dayabak.
Ir sanskrito žodis yra dayabak.
Dayabak means the rightful heir.
Tai reiškia, paveldėta teisė.
It's like I'm your father, you have a father and he's a wealthy man and you're his only son, so you're the heir to his fortune.
Taigi, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, turite turtingą tėtį, tai jūs esate vienintelis paveldėtojas jo turto.
So Krishna is our father, he's unlimitedly wealthy.
Ir Krishna yra mūsų tėtis, kuris labai yra turtingas.
And what is his fortune? Eternal knowledge and bliss. We're heir to that fortune.
Ir jo turtas yra amžinybė, žinojimas ir palaima. Ir mums tai priklauso.
Simply remains loyal to his father.
Jeigu jūs išliksite lojalų savo
tėčio, jis
paveldėsite savo tėčio turtą.
So all you have to do is remain loyal to Krishna.
Taigi, belieka jums išlikti lojaliems Krishna.
Always remain loyal to Krishna. And you inherit the kingdom of God.
Ir paveldėsite Dievo karalystę.
You inherit the kingdom of God. Make a seat for Guru Mataji. Come on, Guru Mataji, come this side. So I just wanted to share something with you all. I don't know if I've ever told you about this. But I was with Prabhupada on four different occasions.
Keturis skirtingus kartus buvau su Šila Prabhupada.
Of course, within those four occasions, I saw Prabhupada many, many times within each occasion.
Kiekvienam tam įvykiu be abejo daug kartų mačiau Prabhupada.
The last occasion I was with His Divine Grace was in Atlanta back in, I think it was 75.
Paskutinį kartą, tai buvo 75 Atlanta.
And we had big deities of Gaurinatai. They were the main deities in the temple.
Didžiulis Gaurinatai dievybės ten buvo pagrindinis.
And one morning, Prabhupada just delighted our hearts like anything.
Ir vieną rytą Prabhupada nušvietė mūsų širdis kaip niekad.
He gave a song class.
Tai buvo bhajana paskaita.
He taught us a melody.
Ir mums pamokė melodiją.
And then he explained the meaning of the song. It was
so nice. Ir paaiškino prasmę.
Parama karuna pohun vijana nitai gora chandra. Like that, it was so powerful.
Buvo labai galinga patirtis.
So that always remained in my heart, Prabhupada singing. Padama Kuruna Pahundri Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. And I came and I found your deities were Gora Chandra and I went, wow. These are Gora, here's Gora Chandra. Oh.
Ir tai liko grįmo na širdyje, labai nudžiugau pamatęs, kad jūs įdėjus
pavadinimas irgi, Nitai Gaurachandra. When I see Nitai Gaurachandra, it takes me back to being with Prabhupada in Atlanta.
Ir aš pamatęs jūs įdėjus prisimenu, kaip aš buvau Atlantoje su Prabhupada.
Sitting there at his lotus feet, just a few feet away from him.
Tik kelias pėdos nuo Prabhupada
sėdėjo. He's singing this wonderful song.
Jis įdėjo šią nuostabią dainą.
Now these lords are so merciful.
Ir šie viešpačiai yra labai maloningi.
So these merciful lords, Nitai Gora Chandra, they have come here to count us as a
minion.
To bless you all with pure love and God.
Kad palaiminti jūs, meilė Dievo.
And all the people of this area all become
blessed. Kad visi žmonės iš Kauno gautų palaiminimą.
So we should always worship them with great love and devotion.
Taigi visą laiką turime jos garbinti su didele meile.
Always offering obeisance to them with great feeling of the heart.
Visą laiką lenktis jiems su dideliu jausmu širdyje.
In this way they will bless you, will flood you with their mercy.
Ir tokiu būdu jie jūs palaimins tikrais malonės.
And you'll be swimming 24 hours a day in the ocean of love of God.
Ir toje meilėje Dievuje jūs plaukiosit visą dieną.
So today we're going to have a short class.
Šiandien paskaita trumpesnė.
Because Guru Mata and I are heading out to a place called Austin, Texas.
Nes mes išvažiuojame į Austiną.
We're flying out this morning from Vilnius and then to Helsinki. I'll give a lecture tonight.
Šįryt skrendam į Helsinkį.
Tomorrow we'll fly all the way from Helsinki to Austin.
Ir tada keliaujame į Austiną.
So we have a few minutes left for questions.
Porą minučių turim paskutiniam klausimam.
So anybody has any questions?
They have any questions?
Gal mokytojas galėtų paaiškinti dar kartą. Koks yra tas atsidavimo procesas mokyti, kad mes niekada nepamirštume to, pavyzdžiui, būna protas kažkur viena, kad kaip tas atsidavimo pastovus.
Garsiai.
Šila Gurudeva, maybe you could kindly explain one more time, what does it means to be always in this surrendering mood for your Guru Maharaj, and that we can never forget this kind of instructions.
It's a very simple thing, yes, Trenton.
Paprasta.
Papa explains, you take the order of your spiritual master as your life and soul.
Šilo Prabhupada aiškina, kad reikia mokti nurodymą priimti kaip savo gyvenimo sielą.
Papa is the perfect example.
Prabhupada yra tobulas pavyzdys.
He was a young He was a young householder in his 20s. He was a manager of a chemical factory.
Big position.
And he goes for a darshan of Bhaktisiddhanta. And he's told, you should spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. People hear our message. We are a dependent nation. What's important is Gandhi's movement. We must get rid of these British. Bhaktisiddhanta defeated him. These political things are only temporary. The most important thing is to give the message of Krishna. I was defeated by his arguments. And I realized I have met such a great saintly person.
Ir jis pripažino, kad sutiko labai šventą asmenybę.
So within his heart, Prabhupada accepted him as guru. Immediately within the heart, not formally by initiation, but within the heart, immediately accepted.
Ir tą minutę, jisai negavo iniciacijos, bet savo širdyje, jisai visiškai priėmė Bhaktisiddhanta
kaip savo mokytoją. This order to spread Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking world.
Taigi jisai gavo šį nurodymą, skleisti žinias
angliškai, kalbant šiame pasaulyje. He had no idea he could possibly do that.
Taigi, bet jis neturėjo idėjos, kaip tai padaryti, nes turėjo tiek daug pareigų
žmonių.
Bet jisai žinojo, kad kažkaip aš turiu tai daryti, nes mokytis
prašė. Taigi
šis nurodymas degė jo širdyje.
11 years later in Allahabad. Because in Allahabad, he took the opportunity. He got initiated. Just prior to Guru Maharaj's departure. He was given the same instruction again. He should have known how to do it, but he knew somehow he must do this. He embraced the order of his spiritual master, his life and his soul, even though he didn't know how he would do it.
Apkabino mokytojo nurodymą kaip savo gyvenimo sielą, net ir neįsivaizduodamas, kaip tai gyvendinti.
The door opened, he came to America, and it's amazing, but no, and he became so successful, he started this huge international movement.
Ta duris atsivėrė, jisai atvyko į Ameriką ir jie aplankė didelę sėkmę, jis pradėjo šį didelį judėjimą.
Simply because he was dedicated to order his professional.
Tik tai dėl to, kad jisai buvo visiškai dedikavęs save mokytojo nurodymų vykdymui.
So whatever instruction the spiritual master gives you, you must take it as your very life and soul.
Taigi, kokius nurodymus gaunat iš dvasinio mokytojo, turite tai priimti kaip savo gyvenimo sielą.
That order will carry you beyond the ocean of breath and death.
Nes būtent šis nurodymas jus nugabens anapus gyvenimo ir mirties.
That order will carry you back to the spiritual world.
Į dvasinį pasaulį.
When I had some microphone to go on.
I said, Prabhupada gave a special instruction. I haven't gotten. So for each individual disciple, at least, if they can follow the four regulative principle and chanting 16 rounds every day, their life will be successful. If they cannot do anything more than that.
Kita, ką žmogus gali galvoti, aš negavau specialaus nurodymo, kaip Prabhupada, kažkokio ypatingo ir neturiu ko čia taip siekti, bet užtektų, kur man visieko paimti tą nurodymą, kad siek keturiais principais, šio ratų kartuoti ir to pilnai pakaks, jeigu jis tiek kabinsi, taip savo gyvenimą sielą.
So, Guru Maharaj is confirmed, you simply can follow your initiation vows.
Taigi, paprasčiausiai reikia siekti savo iniciacijos
pažadai.
Sutikėjimu niekad nenukrypstant visą gyvenimą. Kad ir kokiu sunkumu turėtume, bet kadangi mes davėme pažadą, jeigu mes norime būti negyvuliai o žmonės, mes turime vis vieną sekti šiuo pažadu, kurį davėme prieš Jagijos ugnį.
Any ordinary human being, if they give a promise or vow, they will follow. So what we are devotees or what?
Bet koks paprastas žmogus, jeigu davė pažadą, jis įseko, tai mes netgi turėtume būti atsidavusi ar kas.
Tam padat netgi buvo sakęs, kad jeigu seksis keturiais principais, ir aš šioje karatą kartu sugražinsiu, paimsiu jūs pas Dievą. Bet taip pat ir Jėzus Kristus sakė, kad sekit tos 10 dievų įsakymų, ar priimkit mane, tai kažkaip irgi, tipo, įsars, man pas man sitapti yra, kad į karalystę dievų pateksit. Tiesiog priimti reikia Jėzų Kristų ir 10 dievų įsakymų. Tai ar tai viskas, ko reikia, tikrai, nu, ar taip lengva, to prasme, tiesiog sekit tai principai, kai yra šioje karatą, to prasme.
Gal aš be Jėzus Kristus nesignoriu
gerai,
konkrečiai tiesiog.
Gerai.
He's want to be sure, is it really enough just to follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds all life?
You have to fight about the 10 offenses also.
Ne, to neužtenka, reikia dar ir išvengti 10 žaidimų. Tada viskas tai bus gerai.
That's why we said at least.
Dėl to ir sakom, bent 16 ratų.
If you can go on committing offenses, you can remain here for millions of lifetimes.
Nes jeigu darysi žingdėjimus šventą vardą, tai tu visi naliksi iš tam gyvenime milijonus metų.
Any questions on the internet? Let's see. Tulsi Ram Naik. Feeling of separation is okay to accept as Krishna's mercy. You know you get united with someone after due course, but if it is to be separated permanently, how to accept this as the Lord's mercy?
Su kažkuo mes įsiskiriam kuriam laikui, tai galim priimti tai kaip Krištos malonę, bet jeigu žinom, kad daugiau niekad tos asmenybės nepamatysime, kaip tai priimti, kaip Krištos malonę.
Well, the only person who really need to be connected with Krishna.
Iš tikrųjų, jums reikia turėti ryšį tik su Krišna.
And other connections are not that important.
Ir bet kokie kiti ryšiai nėra tokie svarbus.
You've been connected with millions of persons and millions of lifetimes.
Per milijonus gyvenimų jūs galite turėti milijonus ryšių su įvairiais asmenimis.
Such connections come and go like the passing of the seasons.
Ir tai ateina ir išeina tokie santykiai.
So, here's the insider secret.
Taigi vidinė paslaptis.
When you connect with Krishna perfectly.
Kai turite tobulą ryšį su Krishna.
And you're connected with everyone.
Tai tada. Atgaunat ryšį su visais.
Now you're in the mood of giving love to every living creature in all of existence.
Nes tada jūs turite nuotaiką duoti meilę visiems.
So these material connections are not very important.
Taigi materialūs ryšiai nėra svarbus.
But being connected spiritually, that's at the utmost important.
Bet dvasinis ryšys yra svarbiausias.
So when you actually fully surrender to Krishna under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master,
vadovaujant mokyti, tu pilnai atsiduodi Krishnai.
You become perfectly connected with Krishna and with every living entity throughout all of existence.
Tu ne tik turi puikų ryšį su Krishna, tobulą, bet ir su visom gyvom būtybėm.
Any other questions? We're ending soon because we're heading out. Yeah, we only have 3 minutes. So.
Atrasti balansą tarp planavimo savo veiklos ar sprendimų priėmimo. Kaip atrasti balansą tarp protinio savo suplanavimo ir išlikimo atviram Krišnos planu. I wanted to ask about decision making, how to plan by our own mind and still remain open to Krishna's arrangement, how to balance between
these. Can you summarize for me?
How to learn the art of planning your life and at the same time stay in balance with Krishna's plan. Like you have your own agenda of your plans, and
we base our agenda. We make our plans according to Krishna's plan.
Mes savo planus derinam su Krishna's planais.
According to Krishna's order, according to the spiritual master's order, we make our agenda according to them.
Pagal Krishna's plan ir dvasinį mokymą mes priderinam savo planą.
That's why you learn to harmonize.
Taip tai būdu atsiranda harmonija.
But if somebody does not have a spiritual master, what do they do?
Jeigu kažkas neturi dvasinio mokto, ką jam daryti?
Tai like a ship without a rudder.
Tai yra kaip laivas be vairo.
Krishna says you have to have a spiritual master.
Krishna sako, dvasinį mokto reikia turėti.
So you need to get one.
Taigi reikia kažkur jį susirasti.
And mold your life according to his instructions.
Ir savo gyvenimą derinti pagal jį.
Make your plans according to his instructions and your plans will be perfect.
Ir reikia savo planus dėlioti pagal mokto nurodymus. Ir gyvenimas bus tobulas.
Like my life plan is spreading Krishna consciousness.
Pavyzdžiui, mano gyvenimo planas skleisti Krishna sąmonę.
I know Prabhupada wants me to spread this movement.
Žinau, kad Prabhupada nori, kad plėšiu šį judėjimą.
I know he wants me to make people Krishna conscious all over the world.
Žinau, kad jis nori, kad visam pasauliu padaryčiau
all my plans for that purpose.
Taigi visi mano tikslai ir now is
like right now. For example, award tickets are hard to get using frequent flyer miles. They're hard to obtain.
Labai sunku dabar gauti tos nemokamus bilietus.
The space is very limited.
Labai ribota vieta yra.
If you do it, but the American Airlines, they become available 11 months in advance of the actual day.
Bet Amerikos avialinijose prieš 11 mėnesių tai yra įmanoma padaryti.
So right now I'm already booking to get a board flights for next April in 2019.
Jau 2019 metus aš bilietus
planuoju
11 mėnesių priekį planuoturiu.
I'm already looking for a board flight from Austin to Copenhagen.
Jau ieškau bilietų iš Austin į Copenhagen.
Because actually they're coming into the system in 4 days.
Nes po 4 dienų jie bus
carefully planning what's going to happen 11 months from now.
Tai aš labai dėmesingai planuoju, kas nutiks po 11 mėnesių.
But it's all for Krishna.
Bet tai darau dėl Krishnos.
We're going to Copenhagen and spread Krishna consciousness.
Mes važiuosime į Copenhagen skleisti Krishna sąmonę.
Yeah, we go to India, then we come back to a place called Kaunas, Lithuania.
Tada į Indiją, tada į Kauną.
Start planning for my next visit to Kaunas.
Taigi jau planuoju sekantį
kelionę. Actually, I already have plans for the fall as well.
Jau rudenį turim planą, bet už metų, kada
atvyksime. I'm already booked a return here.
Jau turiu bilietus čia grįžti.
I have the flights confirmed, they're already purchased.
Rudenį.
For the fall. So I plan, Guru Maharaj and I plan very carefully.
Taigi mes labai rimtai planuojam savo ateitį.
Many months ahead.
Daug mėnesių priekį.
But it's all based on pleasing Krishna and Guru.
Bet tai viskas paremta, kaip patenkinti Krishna ir Guru.
So, there's no more questions here. There's no more questions here. That means it's time for us to get ready to go to Vilnius to the airport and take off to Helsinki. So we thank you all very much. As I mentioned in thought of the day, I think it's coming tomorrow. There's one thing I really hate about Lithuania. I'm going to tell you. One thing I really hate about Lithuania. That's leaving it. So we thank you all very much for being here and doing such a wonderful job. Especially thanks Sankirtan to do such a wonderful job as temple president. And Sanam Nitai Gorachandra Ki Jai.